Bar avoids fine after Gretchen Whitmer violates order there. These 56 restaurants weren't so lucky. By Kyle Olson on May 26, 2021. The East Lansing, Michigan, dive bar where Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, violated her own coronavirus order Saturday will not receive a fine. Whitmer and at least 12 of her friends pushed tables together at the Landshark over the weekend, violating her rule capping table capacity at 6 patrons. Breitbart News busted Whitmer and she apologized for her mistake. We did have a conversation with the Landshark Bar and Grill, as environmental health always will. Ingham County Health Officer Linda Vale told the Detroit Free Press. Enforcement, including enforcement of COVID, coronavirus-related orders, is always a stepwise kind of function. So we don't jump to issuing violations and fining people and that sort of thing. Vale said Whitmer's action was not considered a critical violation. Unlike the Landshark, these establishments documented by Eater.com were not as fortunate and suffered the following penalties imposed by Whitmer's agents or local health bureaucrats. May 11, 2021, Buddy's Pizza, Shelby Township, $6,300. April 16, 2021, The Coffee Beanery, Flint, $1,500. April 8, 2021, Boodle's Restaurant, Madison Heights, $1,000. March 18, 2021, Red Olive Restaurant, Dearborn, $500. March 5, 2021, Greek Islands Eatery, Plymouth, emergency suspension of liquor license. February 10, 2021, Wooden Nickel, Marquette, emergency suspension of liquor license. January 15, 2021, Bitely Tavern, Bitely, emergency suspension of liquor license. January 14, 2021, Corky's Beale City Tavern, Mount Pleasant, emergency suspension of liquor license. January 14, 2021, The Post Local Bistro, Plymouth, emergency suspension of liquor license. January 13, 2021, Minnie's Rhythm Cafe, Detroit, emergency suspension of liquor license. January 13, 2021, Down the Tracks, Flint, suspension of liquor license. January 13, 2021, Lakeview Lounge, Battle Creek, suspension of liquor license. January 13, 2021, Iron Peak Smokehouse, Gaylord, $5,000 and suspension of liquor license. January 11, 2021, Cafe Rosetta, Calumet, $7,500. January 11, 2021, Fire Rock Grill, Caledonia, $6,300. December 24, 2020, Sahara Restaurant, Sterling Heights, suspension of liquor license. December 23, 2020, Mike's Sports Page, Charlotte, suspension of liquor license. December 23, 2020, Plymouth Rock Restaurant, Plymouth, suspension of liquor license. December 19, 2020, Jane Apps, Richmond, suspension of license. December 19, 2020, Limelight Pizza Kitchen and Grill, Warren, suspension of license. December 19, 2020, Fast Eddie's Bar and Grill, Mount Clemens, suspension of license. December 18, 2020, Tenacity Brewing Company, Flint, suspension of license. December 16, 2020, Oak Cafe, Wyandotte, suspension of liquor license. December 16, 2020, Spangler's Family Restaurant, Jonesville, $11,000. December 16, 2020, Cravens, Hudson, $1,000. December 16, 2020, Bernita May Cafe, Sand Lake, $4,000. December 16, 2020, DNR Daily Grind, Portage, $2,000. December 16, 2020, Wild Roast Coffee, Granville, $2,000. December 16, 2020, Woodchips Barbecue, Lapeer, $5,000 and suspension of license. December 16, 2020, John Crowley and Sons Irish Pub, Farmington, $1,000. December 16, 2020, Jimmy's Roadhouse, Newaygo, $1,000. December 10, 2020, Andy's Pizza, Jackson, $1,000. December 10, 2020, Polsky's Pub and Grub, Clinton Township, Suspension of license. December 7, 2020, The Office Bar, Port Huron, suspension of liquor license. December 4, 2020, Rock House Grill and Tavern, Houghton, $1,000. December 4, 2020, Royal Scott Golf and Bowl, Lansing, suspension of license. December 2, 2020, Hatarondo Sushi, Heartland, $2,000 and suspension of licenses. December 2, 2020, Sandusky Diner, formerly Big Boy of Sandusky, Sandusky, $5,000. December 1, 2020, The Silver Beach Hotel, St. Joseph, suspension of license. December 2020, Andiamo, Warren, suspension of license. December 2020, Calho Bar, Kalkoska, suspension of license. December 2020, Spanky's Tavern, Battle Creek, suspension of license. December 2020, Charlie's Bar and Grill, Potterville, suspension of license. December 2020, Plaza Lanes, Plymouth Township, suspension of license. November 25, 2020, Mineshaft and Rock House, Houghton, suspension of license. November 25, 2020, Chaps Roadhouse, Lakeview, suspension of license. November 25, 2020, The Meeting Place, Fenton, $1,000 and suspension of license. November 25, 2020, Donutville, USA, Dearborn, unreported fine. November 24, 2020, Brewworks, Fremont, suspension of license. September 2020, Wendy's, East Point, $4,000. August 2020, Fresh Pack, Detroit, $4,900. August 2020, Shoppers Market Warren, Warren, $1,500. August 2020, America's Grill, Brighton, $400. Date NA, Daner's Diner, Lapeer, $1,900. Date NA, Dex Logger's Landing, Luther, suspension of liquor license. The restaurateur to receive the harshest treatment from Whitmer's administration was Marlena Hackney, the immigrant purveyor of Marlena's Bistro and Pizzeria in Holland. Michigan State Police troopers arrested Hackney in March, after which she was transported some 100 miles to Ingham County and jailed for days. She was released only after paying a $15,000 fine. Her case continues. On Monday, the Associated Press reported Whitmer rescinded the rule she violated at the bar. A revised order no longer includes the 6 patrons per table provision, effective June 1. The State Health Department issued it Monday, it said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.